Now at 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, even when DJ Ryan D is subbing for us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we thank him very much. Very much. Coming up in around about 55 minutes, right at the midnight hour, it will be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. That's the last time I'm going to get to say that for probably 2 months. Because, I realized after I posted the free association thing over at Bubbles, at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, I realized I could have just done an all obits show, but it was too late, so I'm not. So guess what? We're going to be behind, and that's all right, because we're going to be even more behind next week, because the best thing in the world is happening. It's the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib with January Fairy live in the studio. Yay! We're all very excited about that. Not to mention the fact that we're rolling over the Mad Lib, the Christmas Mad Lib, from Volume 3 to Volume 4. So, tabula rasa time. That's how it's going to roll. So, just be ready for that next week. Of course, we'll let you call in by phone or by Skype. More details on that in the making. And don't forget, we'll just be here with a lot of love for you and us in the studio. It's gonna be fabulous. Fabulous, I say. So, all that being said, coming up the next week on the 22nd, it'll be not Belinda, Chuck, you in the studio filling in. The week after that, the 29th, it will finally be the Radio Obituary Retrospective. Hey, have you seen Freddie's poll? Because he's got a poll for you. It's the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll for you to choose which radio obituaries from the last radio obituary year, that's the beginning of November through the end of October. You get to choose Well, you get to influence the choices of which radio obituaries get retrospected in the retrospective. Do that. bit.ly/2018obits. Is that right? I'm sure somebody's posting that link as we speak over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and I'll get that right by the time the next break rolls around. And then, let's see here, then after that, that's the 29th, what is it, January 12th, I believe it is? It's the Bee's Knees. Some of my favorites of what I bought that was released in 2018. Wish me luck on that. But now it's time for Free Association. On the fly, we're doing it live in the studio tonight. I took the time to pull one song so that I'd be at least ready to start something. Otherwise, everything else is happening in real time. We already have a big bundle of tunes over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group that we've mentioned now at least three times in this program. Go over there, drop a word if you wish, but don't feel like you have to because there's already plenty, I am sure of it. So why don't we get this free association underway, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more in just a little bit right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Who wants some free ass? Free ass. Free ass. Freedom's just another word for free association. Free ass. Free ass. Free ass. Thank you for your cooperation. We love you little words, you bubbly little nerds, nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love you little words, they're the best we've ever heard. Here come the tunes you've been anticipating. We love you little words, you bubbly little nerds, nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love you little words, they're the best we've ever heard. What a lovely collaboration. Free ass. Free ass. Free ass. Now for your consideration.
now. Oh, we better start a praying for the Lord. It started raining, there ain't no water in the well.
Bone dry, bone dry, everything at home is bone dry.
Dry as a bone, dry as a bone,
everything at home is bone dry.
Bone, bone dry, bone, bone dry. Everything at home is bone, bone dry.
Welcome to Russian Bandstand. This is your host, Nikita Clarkchev. In Russia, almost everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Now everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Next is number one song in Russia.
But we don't like that song.
You got to like that song. It's number one song.
But we don't like...
Who else doesn't like that song?
I don't like
any other song.
Too late, comrade. Now, anybody else don't like?
We like that song.
All right, now a word from our sponsor. You better listen. Light up Stroganoff. New short-length cigarette. Each cigarette, two puffs. That's all you got time for. Work 22 hours a day, salt mine. Is only cigarette with microphone filter. So be careful, comrades. Secret police are listening. Is only cigarette I smoke. Right, comrade Mamarella Chef?
Right. Is only cigarette you can buy.
Next on the Russian Bandstand is country's number one singing star, Nikita Preslichev. What are you going to sing, Nikita?
Moscow. Come on in and have a toke.
No, that's the wrong song. Tomorrow we have new number one singing star. Tomorrow we have new number one song.
Hey, comrade, we are secret police. Tomorrow we have new host on the Russian Bandstand.
Thank you.
Everyone has someone that is very plain to see. Everyone. Travel down to the mountains, through the valleys, down winding roads which have no end. And the sound of the wind in the trees, of a newborn baby crying, of children at play. The sound of a lonesome train whistle. For I walk by night, and I know many things. I'm the whistler.
I mean, hold on, wait a minute. You're not the whistler.
Yeah, I'm the whistler.
You're not the whistler.
No, I'm the
You are not the whistler.
No, I'm the whistler. Someone told me I was a whistler.
You are not the whistler. There's not a chance in the world. You are not the whistler.
I'm the Green Hornet. I thought I was a whistler.
Shazam!
Oh, yes.
I'm Captain Marvel.
Hold it, Tommy. Tommy, you are not Captain Marvel. You are not the whistler. Understand?
The White Tornado.
You're not the White Tornado either.
I thought I was the whistler.
You're a folk singer. You're supposed to be telling the story of America. You're not supposed to be the whistler.
I can't help how it turned out.
Don't you know what you're... These people you say you are, they're not real people. They're fictitious people. They never existed, so how could you be somebody who never existed?
The whistler exists.
The whistler never existed.
The Green Hornet does.
Nope.
Jeez, that changes everything.
Aren't you happy being Tom Smothers? Now, if something's the matter, Tom, you should tell me.
I wet my bed last night. Kidding.
What else can you do?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the middle of some free association. Thank you all for playing along. Went ahead and took down the post because we're full up for the rest of the show. So hang tight. It's all going to be fine. All fine. Oh, I guess I should have a public service announcement ready for this, but I don't. So much like free association, we're going to take whichever one pops up right here. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your rights. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you don't, you forfeit your rights. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and application data. Learn more about your rights at the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. So there you go. So much more to go in the free association on the way up to the radio obituaries. If you're looking for something to do while you're listening to tonight's program and you have not yet been polled by your titular head of research, that's Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., you might want to take care of that tonight. You can either hunt down that link over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, or just direct your browser all on your own to the bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/2018-2018Bits. You can do that. bit.ly/2018Obits with a capital O. Get you right there. And of course, you know we thank... We put no one above him. Our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, he did so much work on this radio obituary retrospective poll. It's amazing. Amazing. I've got a good staff. It's an ever-embiggening staff. And I'm always glad about it. So like I said, the radio obituary retrospective coming up on December the 29th, and do not forget, next week, it's the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib with January Fairy. She and I are both extremely excited about her imminent arrival. You should be too. So be ready for the Mad Lib game. And everything else, including more free association right now, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Casuals went abroad was neither typical nor all that odd. I swear to God, here's a few of the highlights for you. Rose a little late, drove like hell, really should have known as well. Picked up the minivan in Hyannis, crossed the Sagamore, smoked a big fatty. Traffic was clear, so clear, we stopped for a beer to celebrate our departure. Got to the gate, not late, still feeling great, waiting for our departure. Missed the smell, things gone too well. At the terminal, I got confused. Checked in the merchandise, but not my base, which got misplaced. I sure wished I had it later. Passed through security, I never learned. Gave the guy my driver's license. Never
to return. I sure wished I had it later. Made a couple calls, but had no luck. I'm changing planes, my pain was assuaged at the stage. Delhi and Newark Airport. Who would have guessed the best was drowning on Earth? Right there at the Newark Airport. Ate one slow, took one to go. Date the casuals, went to Sweden.
Think about the beauty and they forget to go to wiggle where it shows the most. animals. Some folks believe in bearding, fine clothes and everything. You can put a wiggle in a shummy sack and they really make people scream. Now listen to me, little girl, you're as cute as you can be. But forget all about your beauty, girl, and just wiggle, wiggle, wiggle for me.
Okay, girl, now let's see what you can do.
Well, here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds.
Sing a song.
In my bones.
Then I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself.
And though I'd love to be loved, the gods ordained it that you were made a human being and I turned out a cat. I'm a kitten.
This, Ethel? I never heard of an amusement park that had an orgy.
Swedish orgy. It might be fun.
I'm not taking you to a Swedish orgy.
Then I'll go in without you.
And you're not going in there alone.
Isn't this exciting?
Oh, yeah, really exciting.
Welcome to the Swedish orgy. Take off the clothes, yeah?
I'm not taking off my clothes.
We have a girl to help you. Olga?
Hey, I thought Swedish girls were thin and beautiful.
Olga is so quick at the undressing. Olga! Enough! Down, Olga! Good girl. Now we prepare for the sex activities by jumping in the cold water.
I'm not jumping in any cold water.
Olga? Yeah, now Olga helps you out of the cold water.
Thank God.
And into the hot water.
Let me out of here! I'm boiling!
Play the game, Arthur.
You play the game! I'm getting out of here and keep that Swedish Godzilla away from me.
Olga?
No!
Now the Swedish masseuse lays the man on the smorgasbord and rubs the fresh bay leaves on his body.
See, Arthur, doesn't that feel good?
It feels better than the boiling water.
Olga is so good with the bay leaves. It makes me think of the good old orgies we used to have in the snow in Sweden. I haven't had a good snow job in 40 years. Yeah, those were the days. I remember what we used to do with two women in a Volvo. Yeah, but most of all, I remember Mama. Yeah.
Isn't that enough already with the leaves?
Enough, yeah. Come over here now.
No, I burned my feet!
Yeah, those are the outbreaks. The outbreaks make the blood circulate for the sex activities.
Can I put my shoes on?
No,
my
no.
My socks?
Oh, no, we stand on the outbreaks, then we pick one of them up.
Oh, ooh.
You hold your hot brick in your hand like...
Get your hands off my brick!
Now the wife...
Me?
Yeah, the wife takes the man's hot brick and holds it in her hand while the man goes out in the snow.
I'm not going out in any snow!
Olga!
I'm not going! No! Would you get your hands off me? I'm not going!
Yeah.
you gonna do when you get back?
Take a little walk by the railroad track.
Hambone, Hambone, where's your wife?
Out in the kitchen cooking up rye.
Hambone! Hambone! Hambone!
On his feet, bread in the basket, chicken in the stew, supper on the fire for me and you. Look at him holler, look at him moan, that ham bone just can't ham bone.
Ham bone, ham bone, ham bone.
To make his wife a Sunday hat.
He took the hide right off the goat to make his wife a Sunday coat.
Ham bone, 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 ham bone.
Speedy West.
Swoon, you make me sigh, you make my little heart beat, you give me butterflies, you make me swoon, you make me sigh, but you're not mine. She may be nice and oh so sweet, but does she rock your world and knock you off of your feet? The way that I can make you swoon and make you sigh. I kiss your lips in my dreams. I'd like to find out, is the reality as good as it seems? They say that love is a powerful drug, and I OD every time we hug. Now I know why I feel so high. You make me swoon and sigh.
Je vais with love, love, je vais love, love. Shiva-da-boo, va-va-da-boo. Ooh, 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 man. He's such a dreamboat. It makes me...
I kiss your lips in my dreams. I'd like to find out, is the reality as good as it seems? You make me swoon, you make me sigh, you make my little heart beat, you give me butterflies, you make me melt and wanna cry, you make me shiver, my oh my, you make me swoon. You make me sigh, but you're not mine.
She didn't wait, no, no, she did, no, no,
no. That was...
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we've just wrapped up our free association portion of tonight's program. We're going to move right on in to the radio obituaries because we've got plenty of them tonight. We don't want to miss anything. I wouldn't do that to you, not even for a second. Of course, a quick reminder that the Radio Obituary Retrospective Poll is waiting for you. It's at a bit.ly link, bit.ly/2018obits, capital O. Or just go find that link over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And then, of course, next week, we've got January Ferry live in the studio for the annual tradition of the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, the only holiday Christmas holiday content of the year. Chuck, you take note. Once that's done, that's it. So, make plans accordingly. But we're very excited to start volume four of the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. We'll be very excited about doing that next week. Of course, you'll be able to call in with your entries to the Mad Lib game, either at the studio number or via Skype. Details to be announced at the time. All that's happening. But now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Before we start off, we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. We'll jump right in here with the initial radio obituary for Robert Plotnick, better known as Bleecker Bob. He was the titular owner of New York City's iconic Village Record Store. Let's see here. He was known for his brusque tone and the shop's selection of vintage vinyl. Open for many, many, many years. Actually, I don't even have a date on him. That's very surprising. Very surprising indeed. I feel like I've seen it. Anyway, it's the initial radio obituary for Bleecker Bob right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, God bless the fuck out of everybody, but especially the record store owners. They build us their shrines and sell us the records, and we listen to the records, to the records, to the records. Finally things, acetate things, well, you know, things that go round and round. Records are good, oh yes they are good, I say, oh I say, they are good, 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 good. I listened to one, it was beautiful. My mind exploded with beauty. How can this be so beautiful? And it's in this fucking room. What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm sorry for all of the records I stole. I guess I feel bad, you know, I know it's not right. Day in and day out, filching left, filching there, hundreds and thousands of hot little discs, all free, yes, so free, like a bird in the tree with a ski on its knee in line waiting to pee. Records and records and stores full of them, enshrined